from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is now time for Jeff Russ' new game, Who Older? I don't know what this is. You said it's a quarterback game. Who's older?
Indeed. Cam Rising is your oldest starting quarterback in college football at the age of 25.
Which I feel like is a bit of an upset. I feel like he should be older because this is like his ninth year in college football.
He was at Texas in 2018.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
He looked completely different.
Yes, I saw it side by side. Yeah, it's almost as stark as that difference between Mike McDaniel over the last 2 years.
It's a fantastic meme if you haven't seen it. It says,
it's so great.
Mike McDaniel in, 3 years? Two years as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins has gone from Best Buy store manager to South Beach Coke dealer. And the side by side is
accurate.
Spot on.
It is spot on. Yeah. So, Cam Rising at 25, the oldest starting quarterback in college football. He's older than 8 current starting NFL quarterbacks.
Oh.
Can you name them?
All right. Now, are we he's older than Bo Nix, obviously. Yep. We just talked about Bo Nix being 24.
This was put together before Bo Nix.
Older than Caleb Williams. Now, are we counting all the rookies?
Starting quarterbacks for this season.
The ones that have been announced.
Yes.
To this point. So.
So, Jaden.
Go Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels.
Bryce.
Yep, Bryce Young. I'll put him older than Bryce Young.
Stroud.
CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis.
Yeah, Richardson. Youngest by far.
That's 5.
How old's Love?
I think Jordan Love is like 26. 26
He's
years
He's not
old.
On this list, I'll okay. put it that way.
Lawrence.
Lawrence is on the list.
Yeah. Yep. I'll put Daniel Jones.
Wrong.
No. Not Daniel Jones.
Not Daniel Jones.
That makes it even worse for him.
Not Gardner. Not Stafford. I wanted to say Kyler, but no. He's close.
Just going through here. Like, remember when Lamar Jackson was 25 for like 6 years?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Tua? No, not Tua.
Not Tua.
Not Allen.
We got Tua.
Are you counting Justin Fields?
No.
Okay. No Justin Fields. Will Levis?
Correct.
There you go.
You got one left.
Ooh. Brock Purdy.
There you go.
He's 24. Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Brock Purdy's going to be 24 years old for 5 years like Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
All right. You guys got him.
We got all of them.
You got all of them.
And then
8.
You add Bo Nix is number 9.
And you add Bo Nix.
Holy smokes. I can't believe we got that quickly.
I know. We'll tell you what. We can do another game.
All right.
The Denver Broncos starters in between Peyton Manning and Bo Nix.
I don't want to touch that.
I have all 13.
They started a wide receiver at quarterback one game.
They did not start him.
They
activated him to be available, but they started the game in Wildcat formation. And so technically he was not the starting quarterback.
So they started a running back at quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. So they started a running back at quarterback.
Yes.
I don't know. That game is sad. And it's miserable, and I don't want your life.
13 of them. We've already brought up a couple of them.
Brock Osweiler,
mm-hmm.
Paxton Lynch, Russell Wilson, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hate this game. I honestly have no idea.
No.
If you were to ask me who was the Denver Broncos quarterback from like 2019 through 2022, no clue.
No.
I couldn't Like, I don't even know.
I mean, they went through so many. Simeon, Locke, Lynch.
Yeah, Trevor Siemian is one of them.
Yeah, you got Trevor Siemian.
Drew Locke is a good one.
So that is we're at five of them so far. Eight to go.
Good Lord.
A couple of them, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Probably not.
No.
I probably won't.
There's one starter. He started at least probably four or more other franchises, if my memory serves me correct.
Joe Flacco,
that wasn't even the one I was talking about, but yes.
I do remember they brought Joe Flacco in. No clue.
So that's six.
I'm out.
Danny, you giving up?
Oh, there's one we mentioned the other day.
I'm so sorry for you Cowboys fans. Like, this is...
Broncos.
Or Broncos fans.
Well, I mean, Cowboys too.
Cowboys fans too.
Because they've had a quarterback. They've had one just as long, but...
Why did
not
I say Cowboys?
Because he sucks too. Hey-o! Huh. Case Keenum.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Case Keenum. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,
I do not remember
him. I got nothing.
Honestly, I do not remember Case Keenum, Denver Broncos.
Only reason is we mentioned it on Friday.
He was basically between, 2017, yep. You had Siemian, Osweiler, and Lynch all starting games. And then 2018, yep. Case Keenum started all 16. Yeah.
2018?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was their record that year?
No idea.
Yeah.
But he started every game.
Wow.
All That's right. Well, sad. So we're hitting kind of a thin period here.
Okay.
Let's see. We got Siemian, Lynch,
oh
Osweiler,
God.
Keenum, Flacco,
Teddy Two Gloves. Drew Locke.
Yeah, there we go. Teddy Two Gloves.
Totally forgot about Bridgewater.
Yeah. No idea. I still don't know that.
Osweiler, Case Keenum.
I don't believe you.
Joe Flacco, Drew Locke. Then you had Brandon Allen.
I wouldn't have got Allen. I got Rippon.
Jeff Driscoll. Brandon. Oh, did you get Rippon?
Yeah.
Jeff Driscoll, Brett Rippon. Philip Lindsay is the running back in question.
Yeah, pride of Colorado.
Did you see the clip about him where Drew Locke said, "Sorry, I'm going to get you killed"?
No.
Like, he was running a play, and the defense is literally, I can't remember, I think it was one of the Broncos wide receivers, or it was one of the offensive linemen. I can't remember what it was telling a story of, like, Drew knew that he was going to throw this pass to Lindsay, and the defense knew the pass was going to go to Lindsay. The defense is calling it out, and I'm telling him, check, 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 and he goes, nope, sorry, Phil. And he lays him out and gets him murdered. But he's like, I have to run this to set this next thing up. And he literally, as he snap or calling for the snap, he says, sorry, Phil.
Holy smokes.
So
I was like, that probably didn't endear himself to his running back.
Then after Philip Lindsay, you had Teddy Bridgewater, Russell Wilson, and Jarrett Stidham.
That's a sad list. And what makes it so sad is that there was, like, hope floated around both of those guys, or like a lot of those guys, right? Mm-hmm. Like both of them being Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch. It was like, hey. No, we got our quarterback of the future. You do not. You do not. You don't have it. Wow. What a game. I like the first game better than the last one, because last one just made me sad for Broncos fans.
You guys, that first one, you guys knocked out of the park.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that was pretty easy.
Took you a little bit to get Brock Purdy, but.
We have Vancouver Ford Texas that says not Burrow. No, because remember, Joe Burrow, he was at 2 years at LSU, and he was at Ohio State before that.
Mm-hmm.
Riding the pine, baby. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's kind of old.
I think he's 26, 27?
No.
He's not old, but he's not young either.
No. He had a great head of hair. Then he shaved it and then bleached it, and now
he's
trying to find himself.
He found his early life crisis. I'm growing mine out. He went full Slim Shady.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a lot of old quarterbacks in college football now, though. I mean, it's not just Cam Rising.
No, and you also have the tight end from Oregon who's on year number 9.
Cam McCormick.
McCormick. Where's he at? FIU?
Miami.
Miami, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe Burrow, 27. He'll turn 28 in December.
Okay, so yeah.
Cam Rising really is, he wants to be an FBI agent. He told us that at Pac-12 Media Days.
Well, he's been in school long enough to get his master's in criminology.
Dude. Yeah. I'm
dead serious.
He can Johnny Utah this son of a bee, and I hope he's seen Point Break by
he
now.
He still hasn't seen it.
The guy's name was Johnny Utah.
Yeah, and you're
he played in a Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
and he's like, he acted like he'd never even heard of that movie before.
I am an FBI agent.
If he actually did go in the FBI and he went to Quantico, do you know how many times people would quote that to him?
Well, I'm glad that we were the first. Everybody remembers their first.
Right.
Everybody
you
remembers
think
their first. Yeah,
I could see him going to the FBI and becoming a rising star.
Mm. I'm not laughing at that.
When he shows up to arrest somebody, it's a bad moon rising.
All right. Oldest starting quarterbacks in college football this year: Cam Rising, 25; Alan Bowman, Oklahoma State, 24; Tyler Shuck. No longer
still,
at Texas Tech.
Still around.
He's at Louisville. He's 24. Dylan Gabriel, 23. KJ Jefferson, the Arkansas transfer at Central Florida.
Dylan only being 23 is an upset. He must have come in young because he spent 2 years at UCF.
Yeah, and then...
Two at Oklahoma.
KJ Jefferson at UCF is also 23.
Yeah.
Graham Mertz, the Wisconsin transfer, now
seemingly
at Florida.
Been in college forever.
23. And then another guy who's on his third school, DJ Uiagalelei.
Yeah,
23 years old.
That DJ, he was young when he came out.
Yeah, yeah. So there are your...
That's crazy.
...old balls quarterbacks in college football this year.
Is DJ... Did DJ spend 4 years at Clemson?
No.
Okay.
No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.